This segment sponsored by SHP Financial. It's time to talk money. We do it with Matthew Peck. He's a certified financial planner and a founding partner at SHP Financial. Hey, Matthew, welcome.
All right, VB, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. The market, on the other hand, kind of a tricky thing. What have you been seeing in 2019 so far?
Well, 2019 has been sort of a tale of two halves, you know, in the sense that the first half we saw the market basically skyrocket, 3,000 points as it rebounded from a very difficult kind of Christmas stealing return in December of last year. But just recently, it's sort of just been bouncing around. And we are entering what is traditionally the most volatile time in stock market history, which is October. And for any student of history, they know whether it was 87 or 29, a whole lot of the big ones happened in October.
What brings such volatility? I know there's a lot of talk about recessions, possibly, or slowing growth, et cetera. What leads to the volatility?
Yeah, you really have two things that are happening. I mean, and as you said, really it's uncertainty. So whether it's economic uncertainty, you have these indicators that are showing signs of inflation. I'm sorry, signs of recession. Then you have other ones that are saying, okay, maybe we're not stalling, we're just slowing. But then you have uncertainty that's happening on the global level. Businesses are very, all it takes is a business to be cautious. Not necessarily to make a move or not make a move, but once they're kind of concerned about what is happening, will we have a deal with China? Who will be elected in 2020? So you have these kind of, internal political issues that are happening, and everyone knows about the impeachment inquiry or whatever it may be called. But as I mentioned, you have these economic uncertainty. And so with all of that unknowns that are happening, is it a recession? Is it not a recession? Is it slowing? Is it stalling? Will he be impeached? Will he not be impeached? You have a lot of people that are sort of hesitant to pull the trigger, which has a trickle-down effect, or at least a concern of one. So that's kind of where we are right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see a whole lot more movements like we saw last week.
So if someone's nearing retirement, what does it mean? What are they going to think about?
Well, we always tell our clients, VB, that it's you don't need to understand the why volatility is happening. I mean, I'm giving you my best guess as to why it's happening, but no one really knows. That's the beauty of the market. The market sort of speaks for itself and has a life all of its own. So if a client doesn't need to know why it's happening, they need to know what it means to them. Like if a big recession were to happen, very soon, sooner rather than let's say expected, they didn't know what impact that has on their retirement. So if they're approaching retirement, they're 6 months out, you need to know what volatility means to them. Again, not why it's happening, but what it means to them and what it means to their overall plan.
Short on time, Matthew, give me a phone number and a website if people want to get in touch with you.
Oh, absolutely. So SHP Financial. Is our website. And so we are doing a promotion right now where folks can hop on and get a download, a new chapter of our book. It's the Retirement Roadmap. So that's shpfinancial.com. And it's a great place to start to begin your journey towards retirement.
And the phone number would be 800-227-7777.
That's it.
Beautiful. Good talking as always, Matthew. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks a lot, VB. Appreciate it.
By the way, he's got a couple of events coming up just to let you know. October 10th, Strega Prime in Woburn. That's a Thursday lightning. And the 17th and the 22nd of this month, Matthew will be at Mirbu, I believe it is, in Plymouth. Or is it Mirbau? I got to look that one up.